wazobona wazobuka wazobona wazobuka izodlala iTV
uzaphe Ready ngeke idlale iTV if you love iDisk and don't have iDS. That's why you should get DStv Compact so you can view live festive and super disky with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DStv Compact. Hey, kumnandi khaya.
Welcome to My Startup Pack, brought to you by DStv Compact. In this show, we ask PSL players to take us down memory lane. We do not have a fresh episode for you because of the COVID-19 epidemic, but instead, we bring you highlights from previous episodes. In this edition, we ask PSL players what their first professional paycheck was, and a couple of them also give us their first big money purchase. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Who will be Dikakapatsa Diski on the Absa Premiership? Bula Super Diski to find out. Catch over 200 Absa Premiership matches, all live and in HD only on SuperSport. Don't miss any action. Bula Diski on Compact DStv. Kumnandi khaya. Up first, we have Aubrey Modiba.
My first check was 7,000 at ACES. That was my first paycheck that I got when I was 19.
Next, we have Thabang Monare.
I bought my grandmother a stove, an electric stove. After we got to the final of the Nedbank Cup, I bought my grandmother an electric stove.
Up next, Judas Musia Mary.
It was 5,000. Yeah, 5,000.
My first big money purchase.
I was buying sneakers. I presently signed with Lotus, but I like Puma.
Next up, we have Gerald Piri Jr.
My first paycheck was like, I think it was 11,000 Malawi kwacha, which is not much. That was my first paycheck because I started in the middle of a month, so I got less money. And then the proper one was like 32,000 Malawi kwacha, which is not a lot as well. It's like probably 400 rand. Yeah, that was my first full salary. Probably when I signed for Vets, I got a bit of money, probably the most I got at that time. So I bought a couple of sneakers.
Up next, we have PSL veteran Clayton Daniels.
My first professional paycheck at IX Cape Town, I think I got like 2,500 rand a month.
And next, we have Thabo Nodada.
I was at UJ when I signed, so it was divided. It was 5,000, and then there was an extra 2,000 that went towards my university fees. So altogether, it was 7,000 a month, but the 2,000 went straight to my school fees.
Next, we have Grant Kekana.
1,500.
But if you're a baller, you got a ball, fam. So what was your first expensive purchase?
It was an MX, the Nike MX.
Our next guest is the legendary Neil Tovey.
Yeah, 150 rand in 1981.
Do you remember the first car that you managed to buy with your own money?
Yeah, I bought a Golf L, which was a 1300.
Up next, we have Lyle LeKay of Sundowns.
I actually got two, but when you combine it, I think it was around about three something. Because the thing is, I got promoted to the first in my SuperSport. Mm-hmm. And then I got loaned out to FC Cape Town. So I got paid on both sides, but I think it came, if I'm not mistaken, to 2,000 something or 3,000. And then when I got back to SuperSport, then they increased it. That was about 5,500.
Sticking with Sundowns, we have Riyad Peterson.
My very first paycheck was when I was at Bird Boys at Wits. It was 850 rand.
My first expensive purchase.
I think I went shopping with my first sign-on fee. My mom's in control of my finances, so I wouldn't say it was too crazy, I think.
Up next, we have Dean Furman.
When I was 16, I went full-time with Chelsea, and at that age, you earn £80 a week. So as a junior, as a young player, that's what you start out on, and that's what every player was on in the team at the time. So those are your starting out terms, but at that stage, it felt like a lot of money, and I was getting paid to be a footballer, so it was I was definitely living out my dream.
Up next, we have Thabo Mnyamane.
My first professional paycheck was actually 14,500. And to be honest, I just did your normal bills at the end of the month because I didn't send money back home. I didn't do anything like that. I was just paying my rent and bought a few clothes. But I didn't actually spend much of it, to be honest.
And that's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack, brought to you by DSTV Compact. A big thank you to all of the guests who have joined me on the show thus far. Let us know who you'd like us to get on the show next. Maybe as we get used to the lockdown, people will be more willing to pick up the phone. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every single new show. From myself, your host, Lou Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
If you love it, Disky, and don't have it, DS. That's why you should get DSTV Compact, so you can view live festive and super Disky with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DSTV Compact. Hey, kumnandi ekhaya.